Highbridge Audio presents Proust and the Squid, The Story and Science of the Reading Brain by Marianne Wolfe, read for you by Kirsten Potter. I have lived my life in the service of words, finding where they hide in the convoluted recesses of the brain, studying their layers of meaning and form, and teaching their secrets to the young. In these pages, I invite you to ponder the profoundly creative quality at the heart of reading words. Nothing in our intellectual development should be less taken for granted at this moment in history, as the transition to a digital culture accelerates its pace. This is particularly so because there has also never been a time when the complex beauty of the reading process stood more revealed, when the magnitude of its contributions was more clearly understood by science, or when these contributions seemed more in danger of being replaced by new forms of communication. Examining what we have and reflecting on what we want to preserve are the leitmotifs of these pages. To truly understand what we do when we read would be, as the fin de siècle scholar Sir Edmund Huey memorably wrote long ago, the acme of a psychologist's achievements, for it would be to describe very many of the most intricate workings of the human mind, as well as to unravel the tangled story of the most remarkable specific performance that civilization has learned in all its history. Informed by areas of study as varied as evolutionary history and cognitive neuroscience, our contemporary knowledge about the reading brain would have dazzled Huey.